Now, a new exhibit at Prague Castle presents a unique and never-before-seen collection of photographs from the First World War. Taken by an anonymous Czech soldier between 1916 and 1917, the photos provide a rare and touching depiction of one of the deadliest conflicts in history. Jan Richter reports.
World War One on Foot is the name of a new exhibition which opens on Thursday at Prague Castle. It presents some 150 digitally processed photographs selected and blown up from nearly 500 original glass negatives. All of them were taken by an unknown Czech officer of the Austro-Hungarian army, apparently between 1916 and 1917, and depict everyday scenes of life on the battlefield. Daniela Mrázková is the curator of the exhibit.
This is the first really big collection of photographs from World War One. This collection has very high quality of composition. It means picture quality. I think that while other big events of world history have their own big photographers, that World One up to now had one big photographer.
The photographs show troops in training, at rest and on the march. They show field hospitals, laundries and bakeries, military equipment and machinery and many other moments. Jan Haas of Prague's Military Historical Institute identified the scenes and the military units that appear in the photos.
Fotky jsou tak zhruba z toho roku 1916-1917.
The photos were taken around 1916 and 1917 in two areas, in Galicia and at the Isonzo front in Italy. The photos from Galicia show civilian life in various cities and towns, the local population, and of course, troops at rest. The pictures from Italy capture cities, trenches, and various events such as reconnaissance and attack practices, and visitations by higher commanders to the respective units.
Curator Daniela Mrázková says that besides the very good quality of the pictures, the whole collection is one of the best examples of humanistic photography.
It's very touching to watch these young men far from their homes in very cruel conditions. For instance, when they are in the cemetery and when they are discussing before the battle, etc. So I think these moments make these pictures really very unique.
While the organizers were able to determine most of the locations and even the military units that appear in the pictures, the identity of the author remains a mystery. In 2002, the glass negatives were discovered in the archive of a Prague photographer, who says he acquired them more than 30 years ago and had since long forgotten about them. Curator Daniela Mrázková says that the man was probably a very skilled amateur photographer.
Probably he had his profession. Maybe technical profession, because technical quality of these pictures is very high. And he continued as an amateur photographer.
Do you know what kind of equipment, what kind of camera he used for these pictures?
Evidently, it was big camera, a very heavy camera, primitive camera. And that's why it's so interesting that these pictures are so vivid.
The exhibition is held at the Theresian wing of the Old Royal Palace at Prague Castle until mid-July. For more information, go to www.hrad.cz.
Jan Richter with that report.